Is there nothing without controversy that happens in this world that we live in at any time? Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to say something that you know is correct and don't have any concerns about it, that the information that you are finding in multiple places, well, it's all been verified and accurate and true, and we can just have a little fun with it? No, it seems that everything, you find somebody who says, wait a second, that's not what I heard or not what I believe. And of all things, it has something to do with what I was going to bring to you, kind of in an honor fashion, if you will. Remember, we started this morning with the Morning Team Show song to honor Ron Bushy, the drummer for Iron Butterfly. Mm-hmm. Played a little of his drum solo for Inagata DeVita. And then I saw this note of another voice that has passed away. And she was 85 years old. And it referenced something that I had no clue. No, absolutely no clue on. I thought, this is just a little fascinating piece of trivia. And so I'm going to play it for you, thinking to myself, well, this is just a fun thing to, you know, to know, especially from those who remember this from television commercials from the past.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna, chicken, or the sea?
Oh, remember that?
Yeah,
I remember the jingle.
I do. Is that, I think I may have read something on this. Charlotte, can I...
Please do.
Answer.
Please
that do. Richard Marx's mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Pop singer Richard Marx. I never knew his mother.
I didn't either.
Who apparently was very prominent in singing some commercial jingles, along with her husband Dick Marx, who actually wrote that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he also composed and arranged the other commercials that we know of for Virginia Slims. Remember Virginia Slims?
Oh, yeah.
You've Come a Long Way, Baby. Doubleman's famous Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun, and the two scoops of raisins and a package of Raisin Bran.
Oh, wow.
Richard Marx's father did that, and his mother was singing commercial jingles. For all the years he had success in the pop music world, you think that would have been come up at some point. You say, oh, by the way, he gets his musical chops from his parents.
Right.
Never have I heard that before.
Oh, I never did either.
He didn't sing the commercials on stage, did he?
No.
Should have done what Barry Manilow did for all the work that Barry Manilow did with his commercials,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. That's kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat.
Absolutely.
However,
As
I was saying, just you think that everything is without kind? No. So to find this little blurb I had to play for you to hear the singing of Chicken of the Sea, of course, I went to YouTube. Where else do you go for audio these days? You go to YouTube. And just kind of read some of the comments. Maybe people have some comment on Richard Marx. And there are some nice comments. And somebody else says, actually, do you know the woman singing this commercial was... Darla Hood, Darla from the Little Rascals. What? And then there are several more people who are saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, that's Darla. It's not Richard Marx, Mom. I don't know what you're talking about there. So now there's a back and forth on whether or not.
Oh, boy.
At least on this particular.
On that one, right.
Yeah, but I'm like, are you kidding me? Like I said, can't anything as simple and as trivial as that, which really, in the grand scheme of life, doesn't really amount to really having to know this or matter for anything, but even that little simple fact apparently is going to be debated and argued and is some source of controversy now for people who are online trying to figure out, was it Richard Marx's mother or was it Darla Hood?
Call those claim jumpers.
I just, you know, like I said, it's just because, of course, anytime that we talk about things, we want to be factual.
Right.
I mean, you know, we want to present what is correct so we don't go around. You know, you might create a great trivia question out of that at your next trivia contest, and someone's going to debate you. And I can't give you the absolute 100% certainty on that. And as much as I enjoy sometimes of trying to prove certain things by doing as much research as possible, I ain't going to do that for this.
No.
You're on your own. If you really want to know, you're on your own.
We'll say that was Ruth.
I'm going to go with Ruth, my way. Yeah. Especially, you know, if her husband wrote it, apparently composed it, even if somebody else sang it, she's going to get credit.
Wow. So Richard Marx's dad also did composed the music for A League of Their Own.
Oh, did he really?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Great baseball movie.
Again. You would think that with the success Richard Marx had in his career that it would have been referenced.
Right.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Well, or Richard would have made some mention himself.
Right. Who knows? He may have. We just haven't caught the bevy of interviews that he's done.
That's true.
His career, I suppose.
I'd have heard that someplace.
But you're thinking, yeah, you're right. You think you'd hear something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, 6:47 on WSJW. Well, don't we all feel better now?
Yes.
On this Wednesday morning, that the Chicken of the Sea jingle has just prompted 3 minutes of conversation on the Morning Team Show.
I'm glad that I got to hear that jingle. It's been years.
It's been years, yes. Yeah, do they still do the Chicken of the Sea? And is Charlie still represent?
I haven't seen one of those commercials in years.
Charlie Tuna, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in seminars where they play commercials and say, how long do you think it's been since you've heard that commercial? And people say, oh, I heard that yesterday. I heard that a year ago, and it's been 15. Some of them just have staying power.
They do.
They
yep.
just stick with you.
They do. Let me reference this here at 648 WSJW. Not that I have a lot to reference, but it came out, I think, yesterday. Maybe you heard. The Farmer's Almanac has released.
No, it did.
It's a brand new edition.
All right.
What are we looking at now?
The New Hampshire-based publication announcing its winter weather predictions yesterday in its newly released 2022 edition.
All right.
It says here that the winter season could mean positively bone-chilling below average temperatures across most of these United States.
What happened to global warming?
Well, it affects the winter, by the way. It makes it colder. Global warming makes the winter colder.
I see.
It makes the summer hotter. Yes. Janice Stillman, who's the Almanac's editor, says, this coming winter could well be one of the longest and coldest that we've seen in years. The publication is calling for much of lower Michigan, our area, to be cold but dry, while the northern areas and the upper peninsula could remain cold and yet wet. To me, that sounds like a yearly forecast, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Going out on a limb, the Farmer's Almanac.
Well, let me guess, it's going to be darker for a longer period of time during the winter.
Yeah. Exactly
okay,
right.
All right, okay.
I shouldn't really pick on the Farmer's Almanac.
No,
this is an overview, because actually, if you ever read the Farmer's Almanac, they actually get very specific.
They do. I mean, they really do.
They take the regions, and they take days, and you can look at some particular days when things hit, and it's like, wow.
I do want to, I've never done that, but I would like to make a copy and then, go back.
Check the accuracy.
Yeah. Go back and jot down the temperatures and the precipitation.
They claim like a 70 to 75% accuracy.
That's
which is not bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you're predicting out as far as they do.
Right.
For an entire season. So put that in the back pocket. Looks like I might have to get the ice rink in early this year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pour the water just in case.
That's right.
If you have to have the cold, I'd just soon have the snow with it. They said it's going to be cold but dry in our area.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to have winter, let's have winter.
Let's have it.
Let's not skimp. Just like the past couple of weeks we had in August here. If we're going to have summer, let's have the heat and humidity, for goodness sake.
Well, I say fine having snow. Let's have it early, like in December, when it's pretty and it's Christmas time and all that.
Not February, March.
And then
no.
go away, huh?